Union County is one of the fastest-growing counties in the state. It added 21,000 residents between 2010 and 2015. To keep growing, it needs more water. A public hearing is planned this Thursday on the county's plan to tap a new water source, Lake Tillery on the Yadkin River. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Right now, Union County, excluding the city of Monroe, gets most of its water from the Catawba River, about 5 million gallons a day. But with the Union's population growing 2 to 3% a year, County Public Works Planner Aubrey Lofton says capacity for new users will run out in 4 years.
Without this water, I'm not really sure how we can meet the needs of our new residents other than groundwater wells. And we actually have groundwater quality issues in Union County with arsenic.
The county looked at dozens of options, including increasing what it gets from the Catawba, but that would have been more expensive. So Union wants to go to another basin and take about 12 million gallons a day from Lake Tillery in the Yadkin River Basin. That could grow to 28 million gallons by 2050. Union County and Lake Tillery are in two different water basins, so the county needs state approval for what's called an interbasin transfer. A half dozen other communities around the state get water this way. But there are concerns. Lake Tillery residents worry the project would reduce water levels. And Will Scott, the Yadkin Riverkeeper, wants more research on long-term impacts.
We really think that this is a very large request for a long period of time and that some of the necessary environmental impacts haven't been studied. And there's also a mounting case of local opposition from upstream folks who feel like their future needs may not have been factored in.
The county says lake levels would fall by less than an inch on average. Even in a maximum drought, Lofton says the water level wouldn't fall below what's allowed. The project would cost $180 million and include a 21-mile pipeline to a new water treatment plant in northeastern Union County. The State Environmental Management Commission holds a public hearing on the transfer this Thursday night in Monroe. Approval could come in early 2017. The project still needs a federal permit as well. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.